The original research study entitled Autonomic Dysfunction in Myalgic Encephalomyelitis Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, Findings from the Multi-Site Clinical Assessment of ME-CFS, M Study in the USA, was authored by Issa and Lin et al. From the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the USA. It was published in the Journal of Clinical Medicine in September 2025. Autonomic dysfunction symptoms, dysautonomia, are common for many people with ME-CFS. This study investigated the impact of autonomic symptoms on ME-CFS severity. Data that had been collected as part of the multi-site clinical assessment of ME-CFS study were analyzed for this study. The study included 442 participants, 301 with MEFS, 141 healthy controls, aged 18 to 70 years, across 7 ME-CFS clinics. Clinicians at each site determined participant eligibility. Dysautonomia was assessed using 3 tools: medical history, the self-reported validated composite autonomic symptom scale 31, COMPAS 31, covering 6 autonomic dysfunction domains, and the NASA Lean test, assessing orthostatic intolerance. Illness severity was assessed using various tools, including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Symptom Inventory, patient-reported outcomes measurement information system measures, orthostatic grading scale, and the 36-item short-form health survey. Almost all participants with ME-CFS reported at least one autonomic symptom, ECFS 97%, healthy controls 38%. Compared to healthy controls, participants with ME-CFS had a statistically significantly higher autonomic symptom burden, functional impairment, and illness severity, evident across all 3 dysautonomia assessment tools. The findings suggest that for people with ME-CFS, autonomic dysregulation may contribute to the level of severity in fatigue, sleep disturbances, cognitive function, pain, post-exertional malaise, and functional impairment. Participants with symptoms in the orthostatic intolerance, gastrointestinal, and/or pupillomotor domains had significantly higher illness severity compared to those without these symptoms. Compared to traditional autonomic dysautonomia screening tools, i.e. tilt table tests, cardiovascular autonomic reflex tests, or heart rate variability assessments, the COMPAS 31 and Lean test are more accessible and affordable, enabling quicker diagnosis and treatment. The authors suggest that treating dysautonomia symptoms in people with ME-CFS may reduce illness severity and improve functional capacity, and highlight this as an important area for future research. They also call for further research to assess innovations in autonomic testing technologies and protocols.